2 Samuel 23, verses 11 to 12. And after him was Shammah, the son of Agi the Hararite. And the Philistines were gathered together into a troop, where was a piece of ground full of lentils. And the people fled from the Philistines. But he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it and slew the Philistines, and the Lord wrought a great victory. Now this, for the purpose of this broadcast, that will be our main text today. The main character in this message is Shammah, the son of Agi the Hararite. That word Hararite is interpreted as mountaineer. It is talking about him as one who was of the mountainous country, the hill country of Judea, of Hebron. It's talking about a man who took a stand against overwhelming odds. As we read this passage, we see that Shammah stood in the midst of the plot of lentils and defended it, and he slew the Philistines. Okay, from the start, I want to read this quote to you from the Biblical Illustrator. This is what it says. The one idea that leaps up from this narrative is that what you often find through Scripture, that in the clay of defeat and disaster, all God wants is one wholehearted man. If the Lord can only get a beginning made, if he can, amidst all the disgraceful stampede and rout, get but one man to stop running, one to stop flying, one soul to cease from unbelief and panic and fear, and begin to trust in him, there and then the tide of battle shall be turned. So what this is saying is God is looking for one wholehearted man, one who will trust him, who will cease from unbelief and panic and fear. And in this narrative, we see a man who God found. One such man, his name is Shammah. Here we see Shammah did the unexpected. When fleeing was the order of the day for Israel, and pursuing was the order of the day for Philistia, Shammah stood, and in the midst of the ground, he stood against the enemy. Now, what's implied in this passage of Scripture is the fact that this was just not something that happened once. This was a repeated thing that the enemy, the Philistines, year after year were coming up to the Israelites, and they would have this game, so to speak. Okay, you Israelites, you will sow in the spring, and then in the autumn, we will come and take your harvest. And after him was Shammah, the son of Agi, the Hararite. Then the scripture goes on to switches the attention to the enemy and says, and the Philistines were gathered together into a troop where was a piece of ground full of lentils. Now notice the Philistines. These have always been the enemies of the people of God. And they were gathered together into a troop. Now in my studies, I came across that the troop could consist of 300 to 800 men. So for the purpose of this broadcast, we're going to look at it as being 800 men. So here are these Philistines. They're gathered together into a troop of 800 men. Why did they come? They came to inflict casualties and to destroy the crops of the Israelites. What did they find when they came? Well, usually they found no opposition. They found no opposition. That is until this time. And they gathered together into a troop at a place where there was a piece of ground full of lentils. Now, the Bible does not tell us how large this land was. It could have been several acres, hundreds of acres. I don't know. It was acres of land. But there was this pulse, or this lentils, the barley lentils. It was a kind of pulse that was eaten in those countries. And what they would do is they'd make it into a pottage, which was a very delicious food. So we see that the Philistines, they would make this incursion into the land in order to carry off or destroy the crops of the Israelites. But notice what the people would do. Now, how many people there were on the land bringing in the harvest? It doesn't say, but you could imagine it was many people. And the people fled from the Philistines. They ran away when they saw the troop of Philistines coming, gathering together into a troop. They fled. They ran away. Okay, now let's look again. The scripture starts off and it says, "And after him was Shammah, the son of Agi the Hararite. And the Philistines were gathered together into a troop where was a piece of ground full of lentils. And the people fled from the Philistines." Now notice what it says. "But he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it and slew the Philistines. And the Lord wrought a great victory." So we see here that one, the people are fleeing, but one standing. I want you to get this. Listen to how it sounds. Get this into your spirit today. "And the people fled from the Philistines, but he stood in the midst of the ground." And the people fled from the Philistines, but he stood in the midst of the ground. And the people fled from the Philistines, but he stood in the midst of the ground. So we see that Shammah met this enemy that was making a raid against them. He stood alone against their attack. At this point, he resolved to fight. He made up his mind that he was not going to run from the battle. Even though everybody else ran, he was resolved, "I'm not going to run." And so he stood in the midst of the ground and he defended it so the Philistines could not ravage it or get their food. And that's not all. The Bible goes on to tell us that "and slew the Philistines." Now we're talking about one man up against possibly 800 Philistines. And nowhere in this verse does it indicate that Shammah killed like 20 Philistines and the rest of them fled for the hills. It doesn't say that. It says that he slew the Philistines. That means that he slew every last one of them. He killed them all. And the reason why I believe that that's what the scripture means is because what the next clause says. "And the Lord wrought a great victory." Oh, hallelujah. He slew the Philistines, and the Lord wrought a great victory. The reason why one man could stand against 800 Philistines was because the Lord was working with him. The Lord gave Shammah the ability to stand. The Lord gave him the power to fight. The Lord gave him the skill to win. The Lord wrought a great victory. God will fight for those who fight for him. Salvation is of the Lord. The Bible tells us that. And this tells us that God loves victory and he hates defeat. Oh, he loves to fight for his people. Listen to what Matthew Henry said. "How great soever the bravery of the instrument is, the praise of the achievement must be given to God. These fought the battles, but God wrought the victory." We have to be very careful in the church. When you see a man or a woman used by God, used mightily by God, there's a tendency to almost worship that man or put that man or woman on a pedestal. That is very wrong. That is idolatry. And we must be very careful that we give God the glory. It is God who will bring forth the victory. Listen to what the pulpit commentary said. Consecration to Christ is the key to our victories. Wherever there is true devotion to Him, and in proportion to its depth, there will be great deeds done in His name. Do you know why Shammah was able to do great deeds in God's name that day? Because he had a consecration to God. His devotion to God had a depth about it. Do you want to do great deeds in His name? Then let me ask you, how consecrated are you to Christ? How deep is your devotion to Him? Here is Shammah. Shammah, a single man that defended a plot of lentils. But you think, well, that wasn't much to fight for. He risked his whole life. He could have been slaughtered. But he stood in that lentil patch. That's not really something to fight for. Oh, yes, it is. You have to look beyond the lentil patch. He was fighting for the nation of Israel, for his nation, for his people. It was Israel's lentils. Philistia had no right to them. It was God's lentils, not the enemy's lentils. Now, I like what the biblical illustrator, how they portrayed the thoughts of Shammah here. Listen to what they said. This is Shammah speaking. This is too bad. I am sick and tired of this. Are we forever to sow in the spring? And are these Philistines to reap our crop in the autumn? Are we forever to be at their mercy? Are we forever to be trodden underfoot and scattered like sheep? It is mine. It is my countrymen's. It is my God's. And you shall not have it if one man can prevent it. Oh, he got sick and tired of seeing the enemy coming up every autumn and taking what belonged to them, what God gave them. And it took getting sick and tired for him to take a stand. Listen to what a biblical illustrator says is a word for the church today. This is all God asks. Stand in the midst and then see. If the church of Christ would only get possessed of Shammah's spirit, and in all the howling wreck that is at home and abroad, if she would stand and fight, there would be such a central victory as would tell to the furthest circumference. God is speaking to the church today. He's saying, stand in your midst. Get possessed of Shammah's spirit. Stand and fight for your nation like Shammah stood for his nation. And we see that in 1 Thessalonians 3:8, where Paul exhorted the believers. He said, stand fast in the Lord. And this language, believe it or not, is military. It suggests the idea of a conflict. Stand fast in the Lord. And just to help you to understand what that means, what did he mean, stand fast in the Lord? Let me give you some scriptures, and this will give you a better idea. John 8:31, continue in the word. This is what it means, stand fast in the Lord. Continue in the word. John 15:4, abide in Jesus. John 15:7, abide in the word. Acts 11:23, cleave to the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:58, be steadfast, unmovable, abounding in the work of the Lord. Ephesians 3:17, allow Christ to dwell in your hearts by faith. Ephesians 4:15, grow up into him in all things. Colossians 1:23, continue in the faith, grounded and settled. Hebrews 3:14, hold the beginning of your confidence steadfast unto the end. Hebrews 4:14, hold fast your profession. Hebrews 10:23, hold fast the profession of your faith without wavering. Revelations 3:11, hold that fast which thou hast. Then he went on in Ephesians 6:13. He continued on with the same thought. He told the believers, and here once again he's using warfare terms. He said, withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. When he said withstand, he meant resist your enemies. Maintain your ground against them. You see, Shammah, you have the idea of Shammah there. Maintain your ground against them. in the evil day. What did he mean by evil day? Well, it's a day of peril and assault, but it's a day of violent peril and assault. And there's a time in your life when you can feel it, that the sharpness of the conflict greatly increases. And I think you would have to agree that we are living in that day. Satan knows his time is short, so he has greatly increased the sharpness of the conflict. Listen to what the Sermon Bible Commentary said. The true vocation of every believer is conflict. Whether you want to hear that or not, whether you like to hear that or not, your divine call, your business, your true occupation on this earth is conflict. We'll stand in the evil day, having done all. Once again, that's a military phrase. It means accomplished all things. When you have accomplished all that God told you to do, then stand. Stand firm, stand your ground, having taken the field, keep it, stand it out, stand firm until the combat is over. Now, just to show you that you need God with you, you cannot fight the Philistines or any other enemy on your own. The reason why Shammah was able to overcome and fight 800 men, it's because the Lord was working with him. Listen to what happens when the Lord's not with you. Ethan, the Ezrahite, in Psalm 89:43, he talked about a people who God was against. He said, "Thou hast also turned the edge of his sword and hast not made him to stand in the battle." When God is against you, and the reason why he'd be against you is because of sin, because of backsliding, idolatry, you are not able to stand in the battle. Matthew Henry said, "If men's hearts fail them, it is God that dispirits them." But it is sad with the church when those cannot stand who should stand up for it. We should be standing and having God working through us. If he isn't, then there's the problem with sin. Something is amiss with your relationship with him. Okay, in closing, I think what can be said about this message, what the Holy Spirit is speaking to us, is this. Some things are worth fighting for. Because God had one man willing to take a stand, the fields were protected. And if those fields were not protected, the harvest for future generations would have been lost. Now you think about what's being said there. One man dared to stand up, to take a stand, and protected those fields. He stood for his nation, and it was not only for him, but for future generations. It's time to stand up and not back down. Shammah stood his ground against the forces of evil. He put his life on the line for lentils, for beans, but it really wasn't just for beans. It was for his nation. Ecclesiastes 3:1 tells us there's a time for every purpose under heaven. Well, now is a time to take a stand. We're living in that day. It's time to fight, even when others are running away. I want to leave you with this last thought. Throughout the scriptures, God reveals himself to us through his names. There are meanings behind God's names. They reveal his personality, his nature. And in this case, since we're dealing with a man by the name of Shammah, it reminds me of God's name, Jehovah Shammah. Jehovah meaning existing one or Lord, revealing himself unceasingly. Shammah, Hebrew Shah, means there. It's saying that the Lord is there. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. And if ever we saw the Lord being there for a man, for a nation, it's in this story today of Shammah, who stood even when the people were fleeing from the Philistines. He stood in the midst of the ground, defended it. He slew the Philistines, possibly 800 men, And the Lord was there. Jehovah Shammah showed up. He wrought a great victory. Oh, because Shammah was a wholehearted man, he dared to trust in the Lord. He dared to believe God. He got sick and tired of seeing the enemy coming and stealing and taking what belonged to him, his family, and his nation. And he said, no more, no more. It's not going to happen anymore. And so God is saying today, just as I was Jehovah Shammah for Shammah, I will be Jehovah Shammah for you. But I need you to stand and fight. I need you to stand in the midst, to get possessed of Shammah spirit. Who in my church today will consecrate themselves afresh to me? Who will take their devotion to a deeper depth? Who wants to see great deeds done in my name? I will do it. I am Jehovah Shammah. Just as I showed up, I was there for Shammah. I will be there for you, no matter the odds, overwhelming odds. But if you will stand and you will be consecrated and devoted to me, I will stand and I'll help you fight your enemies as well. This is Connie Giordano coming to you live on Spreaker Radio. Let's pray. Father, I pray right now that a call would go forth, that your people would rise up with the spirit of Shammah. Oh God, that there would come a boldness. Baptize your people now in the mighty power of the Holy Spirit. Pour out your spirit, Father, afresh on your people. Let there rise up an anointing, a courage, a boldness to fight the battles of the Lord, to fight for their nation, Lord, to fight for their nations, oh God, to stand up and say, I'm tired of this. I'm sick and tired of the devil trying to take from me my nation. I'm sick of the progressives. I'm sick of the socialists, the communists, the Muslims, the antichrist that are trying to take Christianity out of my nation. And I'm rising up today in consecration to Jesus in a greater depth of devotion. And I believe that great deeds will be done by Jehovah Shammah, just as they were done for Shammah in the Bible. And in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Until next time, be blessed of the Lord Jesus. Amen.